Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It sounds like the tentative agreement grants a single sick leave day, which is a bit of an insult, one would think.
Ron Kamenkow, organizer for Railroad Workers United on the tentative agreement with rail companies. It would also let workers take unpaid time off to attend medical appointments without penalty and would increase worker wages by 24% over 5 years. The deal hasn't yet been approved by the rank and file, but it could avert a crippling strike that would halt U.S. rail freight. In Minnesota, 15,000 nurses returned to work after a three-day strike, the largest on record. Minnesota Nurses Association President Mary Turner said they're suffering from burnout and pay that hasn't kept up with inflation.
We have plenty of nurses, but we have nurses that don't want to work in the conditions that are out there. And I could say this message to every nurse in every state, and they'd understand what I'm talking about.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is standing by his move to ship two plane loads of migrants, most from Venezuela, to Martha's Vineyard. Critics charge he was using refugees from communism for a careless political stunt. Senate Judiciary Chair Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin addressed growing threats to law enforcement after being briefed by the FBI and Department of Homeland Security.
It was stunning, the number of threats that have been cataloged and indexed since the August 8th search at Mar-a-Lago. We've seen some very specific and others which are generalized and address the security of each and every federal agent.
At the White House Thursday, President Joe Biden hosted the United We Stand Summit. He called for action on the hate and violence shown at the January 6th insurrection and the Charlottesville Unite the Right rally.
Nazi flags and banners chanting the bile, accompanied by white supremacists. David Dukes and his crowd, and an innocent young woman is killed. When the last guy was asked, what did he think? He said he thought there were some fine people on both sides.
Social media platforms, including YouTube and Facebook, say they are taking action to stop violence against specific groups. And in California, Governor Gavin Newsom signed online transparency legislation he says will protect against hate and disinformation. But Twitter's former head of global engineering, Alex Roeder, says he's skeptical that the algorithms will change much.
So until those incentives change, we should not expect the AI to optimize for anything other than engagement and profit maximization.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.